The Billionaire's Unexpected Proposal, Evelyn and Derek. Chapter 61. Evelyn sat at her desk in the spacious office of Empowered Magazine, her fingers hovering over the keyboard as she tried to focus on the article she was editing. Although her promotion was not official since she was yet to interview Derek, which was the criterion for it, she was working as the acting editor-in-chief. Even though she had only just resumed, she had a mountain of work to get through, with deadlines around the corner and articles demanding her attention. Despite her best efforts to focus on work, her mind kept drifting back to Derek and she found herself staring at her phone often, half expecting a call or text from him. She knew she had no reason to expect him to call since they had nothing important to discuss. Yet she couldn't stop herself from hoping. No matter how hard she tried to push thoughts of him out of her mind, and bury herself in her work, it was no use. He lingered in her thoughts, a distraction she just couldn't seem to shake. "Get it together, Evelyn," she silently scolded herself, shaking her head as if that would help clear her mind. "You have work to do." She forced her attention back to the article on her screen, determined to focus. She was still trying to concentrate when her phone rang, startling her. Seeing Susan's name on the screen, she quickly composed herself and answered. "Hi, Susan," Evelyn said, her tone professional, though her mind was still a bit scattered. "Evelyn, how's it going?" Susan's voice was brisk, as always, but there was a hint of warmth that put Evelyn at ease. "Good, just working through some edits," Evelyn replied, sitting up straighter as though Susan could see her. "That's what I like to hear," Susan said, a smile evident in her tone. "Listen, I wanted to talk to you about that interview with Derek Stone. Have you reached out to him? Or did he talk to you about it? You're still doing it, right?" Evelyn felt her stomach tighten at the mention of Derek's name. "Yes. We talked about it." "Great. Have you set a date yet?" "Not yet," she admitted. "I discussed it with his secretary and she mentioned that this week would be very busy for him, so I was thinking next week might be better."
"Next week, huh?"
Susan sounded thoughtful. "Well, I suppose that's fine, but make sure to lock it down soon. We don't want anything to come up again and have him change his mind. I'm sure you know how important this is, especially after the trouble."
"I understand.
I'll make sure to get a firm date from him," Evelyn said, thinking that would be a good reason to reach out to him.
"Great," Susan said, her tone brightening. "I know you'll handle it. Just keep me posted."
"I will," Evelyn promised. After a few more words, they ended the call, and Evelyn set her phone down on the desk, staring at it as if it held all the answers. She knew she needed to call Derek, but the thought filled her with a strange of anticipation and anxiety. She wasn't sure she was ready to face him again, especially not after the way their last encounter had left her feeling so conflicted. But this was work, she told herself with a sigh and picked up her phone, scrolling through her contacts until she reached Derek's name. Her finger hovered over the call button, but she hesitated. She was still debating whether to call him or call his secretary instead so she could communicate with him on her behalf when her thoughts were interrupted by the sudden ringing of her phone again. She glanced at the screen and smiled when she saw Raina's name flashing. First Margaret, now Raina. It seemed like everyone was reaching out today, she mused. "To what do I owe this pleasure?" Evelyn asked warmly as she answered the call. Raina laughed, "To friendship, of course. How are you doing? I hope I'm not interrupting work." Kana's voice was as cheerful as ever, bringing a genuine smile to Evelyn's face.
"No, you're not interrupting anything. How are you doing?"
"I'm a perfect blend of stressed out and bored. I need some time off. If I had a man, this is the time I'd want to take off with him to some exotic corner of the world and just relax and have sex and repeat the circle over and over again," Raina said, and Evelyn laughed.
"What do you mean relax and have sex?" Evelyn asked with amusement. Go swimming, have sex in the pool. Sunbathe, go back to our room to have sex. Go see a movie, make out in the cinema, and go back home to have sex, go club. Okay. Okay. I get the picture. Thanks, Evelyn cut in laughing. Unfortunately, no guy in the picture you got, Raina said, and they both laughed. Why don't you just sign up on a dating site or something? Evelyn suggested. I tried that once, but it was a disaster. As a matter of fact, I'm traumatized by it, Raina said, and Evelyn laughed. Was it that bad? What happened? She asked, and Raina shook her head. I'll tell you about it after I get therapy, she said, and Evelyn giggled. Anyway, I was thinking we should meet up. How about I swing by your place later? Raina suggested. Evelyn's heart skipped a beat. She didn't want Raina to know about Samantha yet. She just wasn't ready to explain that part of her life to Raina or anyone else yet. She knew that Raina was friends with Sandra too, and she could hardly ask Raina to stop being friends with Sandra for her sake. If Raina knew about Samantha, there was every possibility that she might innocently tell Sandra about it, and then just like that it would get to Michael and Derek would get to know about Samantha. Oh, I would love that, Evelyn began, searching for an excuse. But I've been so busy with work that I'm yet to set up my place. It is a mess, and I wouldn't want you to see it like that. How about I come by your bakery instead? Ugh, I'm so tired of that place. I took the day off. I need to escape, Raina groaned, making Evelyn laugh. Okay, how about we meet somewhere else then? Evelyn suggested, feeling relieved to steer the conversation away from her home. Somewhere else, huh? How about a club? We could use a night out. Raina's voice was full of excitement, but Evelyn didn't share in her excitement. She couldn't go to a club, especially not on a weekday. It wasn't just the fact that she had work in the morning, there was also Samantha to consider. The idea of leaving her daughter at night while she went out to party was unthinkable. A club? On a weeknight? Evelyn tried to sound casual, but she could already feel the guilt creeping in. Why not? It's not like we will be there till dawn. All we have to do is put on sexy clothes and hang out there for an hour or two. We are never going to meet any men if we don't go out, Evelyn. Don't do it for yourself. Do it for your lonely old friend, Raina said, and Evelyn couldn't help but chuckle at her friend's persistence. I really can't tonight. How about we do it this weekend instead? She said with a sigh. Weekend, huh? I'll hold you to that, Raina said, her tone playful but firm. You better not bail on me, Evelyn. We both need a night out. I won't bail, Evelyn promised, knowing full well that she probably needed the hangout too. It's a date then. And I have just the perfect place in mind, Raina said, clearly pleased. Will Sandra be joining us? She sort of felt left out when I told her we were together at the bakery the last time, Raina said, and Evelyn winced. TD rather, it's just the both of us. Can you not mention our outings to her? Evelyn asked, and Raina paused. Is there a problem? Are you both fighting? Raina asked, and Evelyn sighed. It's complicated, and I really can't talk about it. But I need you to promise me that you won't discuss me with her or tell her about our hangouts, Evelyn said, and Raina smiled. Sure. You know you've always been any favorite friend, anyway, Raina said, and Evelyn smiled, relieved that Raina wasn't asking any questions. After the call ended, she leaned back in her seat and her thoughts drifted to Sandra and the stunt she had pulled at the anniversary party. She couldn't help but wonder if that was all Sandra had up her sleeves or if she should be expecting more. Thinking of Sandra, her thoughts circled back to Derek and she sighed. It seemed like all her problems were centered on Derek. She let out a frustrated sigh as she looked up at the ceiling as if the answers to everything that bothered her were hidden in the panels above. She sighed when her thoughts drifted back to her conversation with Margaret earlier. It had left her feeling guilty about hiding Samantha from Derek. It was true that one of the reasons she had returned to Lutus had been to find Samantha's father, not because she wanted a relationship with him, but because she wanted to find out if he would be interested in meeting and knowing his daughter, since that was the fair and logical thing to do. But after finding out who he was, that plan had changed. Although she tried to convince herself that she was doing it for Samantha's sake, to protect her from the drama that the revelation would bring, deep down she knew she was doing it to protect herself. What would be due if she told him about Samantha? She mused and then smiled, since she could imagine Derek insisting on being a part of their trace. That was just the kind of person he was. She allowed herself to daydream for some time, thinking about being with Derek and Samantha as a family. She could imagine how happy Samantha would be and imagine them getting along. She was also thing she wanted was to come between him and his parents, whom he loved so much. Start enough to know his family wouldn't let something like that happen. Not after how she ended things with Michael and the last. Shaking her head, she decided to face reality and get back to work. Derek was never going to be hers, so there was no remedialist daydreams. Reason to torment herself with. Chapter 62. The day ended, it was past his closing hours, and he was drained, both mentally and physically. By the time Derek's last meeting G for the. As he drove back to his hotel, his thoughts wandered to the CCTV he had planted in his office earlier that morning, and he couldn't help but wonder if Michael had gone into his office at any point in time. The moment he got into his suite, Derek didn't bother to take off his clothes first. He sat on the couch and pulled out his phone to check the recorded feed from the security camera in his office. It didn't take long before his suspicions were confirmed. Michael had indeed returned to remove the bug, providing Derek with the proof he needed to expose him. Although he had suspected that Michael was behind it, having evidence of Michael's betrayal made his blood boil with anger. Needing to calm himself so that he could think straight, he rose and took off his clothes as he headed for the bathroom. As the water flowed over him, Derek told himself that instead of being angry, he should be happy that he now had the evidence to prove Evelyn's innocence. His thoughts drifted to Evelyn and he wondered how she was doing. He missed her and needed to talk to her to hear her voice again. Secretary, because his secretary had told him that Evelyn called to discuss the details of the interview with her. He knew she had reached out to his SEC. She was avoiding him, but he wasn't going to let her do so for much longer. Now that he had the evidence to prove her innocence, things could return to normal between them and he would find a way to get his parents to approve of her. After he freshened up, he grabbed his phone and dialed Evelyn's number. It rang twice before she picked up. "Hello, Mr. Stone," Evelyn greeted curtly the moment she picked up, and Derek smiled when he heard her voice. "Hello, Eve. How are you doing?" Derek asked pleasantly. Evelyn raised a brow. "Is there a reason you called?" she asked aloofly, wanting him to go straight to the point. Although she was happy to hear from him, she didn't want to make things harder for herself than it already was by keeping in close contact with him when she knew how much effect he had on her emotions. "Yes. But before I say anything, I want to know how you're doing," Derek said stubbornly. "How I'm doing has nothing to do with you. Please. You can either tell me how you're doing so I can get to the reason I called, or you can keep ranting. I love hearing you talk either way. How was work today?" Derek asked, and Evelyn sighed. "I'm fine. Work was fine. Are you calling because you heard from your secretary?" she asked, wanting to make sure they were only going to talk. "Work. Heard what?" Derek asked, even though he knew what she meant. He just wanted to hear her talk. "We decided on a date for the interview. Does next Friday work for you?" "You?" she asked, and he nodded even though she couldn't see him. "That works for me. It would have been the end of our month-long arrangement," he said with a wistful smile. "Yeah. So? Why did you call?" Evelyn asked, not wanting to dwell on anything else. "I miss you," Eve. The office is not the same without you. I could barely focus on work today, he said, and Evelyn sighed inwardly since she understood what he meant.
Is that the reason you called? She asked, trying to sound harsh.
Ethan C.A. Kane around today, Derek said conversationally.
Your sailor best friend? Evelyn asked before she could stop herself.
You remember him, Derek said with a pleased smile since he had only casually mentioned Ethan to her once or twice.
I was quite happy to see him, Derek said, and Evelyn sighed.
Good for you, she said in an indifferent tone. I'm going to hang up now if that's all, Evelyn said, but before she could do that he spoke up.
I called to tell you that I got the evidence to prove that Michael was behind everything, he said and smiled smugly when he heard the sharp intake of breath on the other end.
What evidence?
How did you manage to get it?
She asked excitedly.
I had a security camera installed in my office. It captured Michael when he came into my office during my absence today to remove the bug. Derek explained, a note of triumph in his voice.
Oh, my God!
Evelyn exclaimed, feeling overwhelmed with relief.
I'm going to show it to my parents tomorrow and have them deal with him.
And then?
No.
Derek.
Don't, Evelyn cut in before he could finish.
Derek frowned.
Why not?
We need to prove your innocence and punish him for his action, he said, and Evelyn sighed.
I know. I understand you want to help clear my name and punish Michael, but trust me, a single footage won't be enough, she said reasonably.
What do you mean?
I know Michael, and although I don't know what he plans to do, I don't think he is done yet.
I think Michael has bigger plans, and the best way to know what he's up to is by not letting him know you know he was behind the interview.
He can easily twist the situation, and even though you won't fall for it, your parents could.
And if he succeeds, you'll lose the chance to find out what he's really after.
Evelyn explained patiently, and Derek considered her words, realizing she had a point.
I get your point.
This is so frustrating, Derek said with a sigh.
Evelyn smiled, understanding how he felt since she had felt that way for the past 6 years.
I understand.
But it's for your good.
If you're patient enough, you might uncover the full extent of his plans.
She said, reasoning that if Derek was able to expose Michael and Sandra, she wouldn't have to do anything.
Search the NovelSquare.blog website on Google to access chapters of novels early and in the highest quality.
Chapter 63. Derek sighed deeply, feeling frustrated that he had to keep playing along with Michael, and also feeling thankful that Evelyn was being his voice of reasons at the moment.
Thanks for looking out for me when you should be more focused on proving your innocence, he said, and she shook her head.
I'm not doing it for you.
I'm doing it for myself, Evelyn said, causing Derek's thoughts to drift to Sandra and how he was now convinced that she was working with Michael. He hesitated before speaking again.
There's something else I think you should know, but I'm not sure if I should tell you, he said, and Evelyn raised a brow.
What is it?
Mommy, I want.
Evelyn raised a hand to her lips to silence Samantha, who had just run into the bedroom, and she quickly muted the call.
I'm on the phone, darling.
I'll be right out, she said, forcing a smile even though her heart was racing.
Who was that?
Derek asked, since he had heard Samantha.
I have some guests, she lied. What did you want to tell me?
Evelyn asked, hoping that Derek would focus on their conversation and forget about what he had heard.
Michael convinced my parents to set me up with Sandra.
They want me to marry her, Derek confessed, his voice tinged with frustration.
Hearing this, Evelyn's heart skipped a beat.
She felt a pang of something she didn't want to acknowledge as jealousy.
Was that the plan?
Were they planning to get Sandra to marry Derek for his inheritance as they had planned to do to her?
Evelyn mused.
Eve.
Derek called when she didn't say anything. What are you going to do about it?
Are you going to marry her? Evelyn asked in a low voice.
No.
We both know I'm not interested in marrying Sandra. I only agreed to it because that was the condition for you not to get fired. I was hoping that by exposing Michael quickly I would be able to avoid it, but now that I can't expose him yet, I think it's best I use her to find out what they are really up to, he said, and Evelyn sighed softly.
Well, if that's the
with Sandra
case, you
should be careful. They're both very cunning and good at pretending, she said, trying not to think about Derek being.
You don't have to worry, Eve. I am never going to fall for Sandra.
You're the
I'm nothing, Derek.
The only thing between us is the interview, and once the interview is done, we will go our separate ways, she said firmly.
Derek's clenched jaw. He was determined to prove her wrong. He wanted to tell her that she belonged with him and he wouldn't let her go, but before he could say anything she hung up abruptly.
Evelyn was so damned stubborn, he mused, scowling at his phone. Just as he threw the phone on his bed, it rang again and he quickly picked it up, hoping Evelyn was calling back. He sighed when he saw that it was his mother calling and he received the call.
Hello, Mom, Derek answered, trying to sound more excited than he felt.
Rebecca frowned when she heard the tiredness in his voice.
You sound exhausted, darling. Did you overwork yourself?
Rebecca asked, her voice filled with concern.
It was a long day, but I managed to get through it.
How are you doing, Mom?
How was your day?
Derek asked conversationally.
Was good, darling.
Actually better than good.
I had lunch with Sandra today, Rebecca said, sounding excited.
Oh.
I see, Derek said in a voice devoid of emotion.
Well, we'll make a beautiful couple.
Rebecca said with a pleased.
She's such a lovely girl, Derek.
Michael was absolutely right about her.
I think you two smile, and Derek raised an eyebrow.
When he saw his mother's call, he had expected her to mention Sandra at some point, but hearing her sing praises of Sandra made him wary and even more exhausted than he already was.
If you're already singing her praises this way, then she must have really won you over.
I'm looking forward to meeting her now, he replied lightly, and his mother laughed.
Yes. That's precisely why I called.
Rebecca said happily, and Derek groaned inwardly.
Is it?
Here I was thinking you called because you wanted to hear your son's lovely voice. He joked, and his mother laughed.
I did call to hear your voice, but I also called to let you know that we have picked a date for your date.
It's going to be on Friday.
I have instructed your secretary to make the necessary reservation, she said, and Derek sighed inwardly, knowing he had little say in the matter.
Okay, Mom.
I will be there, he said, and Rebecca smiled.
I want you to make an effort with her.
Derek.
I don't want you to marry her simply because I'm asking you to.
I believe she is a nice girl and she will make you happy.
Don't just write her off.
Please give her a chance.
Get to know her and I'm sure you'll fall in love with her.
If she's as nice as everyone says, I'm sure we will get along pretty well.
You don't have to worry, Derek replied, keeping his tone neutral, and his
mother smiled.
After asking after his father and making small talk, Derek hung up.
As he lay on his bed thinking about his conversation with Evelyn and his mother, one question popped into his head.
What was the exact relationship between Michael and Sandra? Why would Sandra take Michael's side over her sister's side after their breakup? Was it a natural stepsister's rivalry, or was there something else?
Picking up his phone, Derek called Ethan to request the number of one of his investigative detective friends. After he got it, he dialed the number and set up a meeting. With Michael and Sandra, he knew he needed to be careful. He wasn't sure yet what the plan was, but he planned to stay one step ahead of them. And to do that, he needed someone to keep a close watch on Michael's movements. He planned to find out what Michael was up to no matter the cost, and when he did, he wasn't going to let him get away with his schemes.
Chapter 64. After his last appointment on Friday evening,
Derek headed directly for the restaurant where he was to meet with Sandra for their dinner. He wished the date had been set at an earlier time and not after the close of work, so he could easily leave after 30 minutes or an hour. Though the date wasn't until 5 p.m., Derek had decided to arrive there early. He wasn't there out of eagerness but just because he wanted to have control of the situation. He wanted to be fully prepared for the evening, knowing well that this date was more than just to fulfill his end of the bargain with his mom but also a step toward uncovering Michael's plots. As he sat there, sipping on a glass of water and waiting for Sandra, Derek decided to give Ethan a call, but before he could dial Ethan's line, his call came in. Derek received the call with a chuckle. "Why do you always appear or call just when I talk or think about you?" Ethan chuckled. "Maybe because you're in love with me," he joked, and Derek rolled his eyes. "Asterisk, last time I checked, you do not have boobs, and your name isn't Evelyn," he said, causing Ethan to laugh. "Yet you're always thinking about me," Ethan said dryly. "What are you up to?" he asked, and Derek raised a brow. "I'm at the restaurant waiting for my date to show up," he said, and Ethan chuckled. "No wonder you were missing me," he said, making Derek laugh. "Go to the golf club," Derek suggested. "What are you up to tomorrow?"
"Let's go to..."
"Sure. But I was hoping we could hang out at the club tonight. It's been a while since I last went clubbing," Ethan said, and Derek grinned.
"Me too.
I think I will be needing a drink after this date," Derek said, and Ethan laughed. "It might not be so bad. Who knows? You might end up falling hopelessly in love with her," Ethan said, and Derek snorted. "Not when Evelyn is alive. And even if Evelyn stopped existing, I could never be interested in her stepsister. Anyway, I wanted to call you earlier 'cause I want you to call me at exactly 6 p.m. I don't want this date to be longer than an hour," Derek said, and Ethan chuckled.
"Sure.
About our own date tonight, how about you pick me up so we go together?" Ethan suggested.
"Cool, but it's not a date.
Don't forget to call by 0.
Bye,"
Derek said, and hung up when he saw Sandra approaching. Derek smiled as he watched her draw closer, his eyes never leaving her. Observing her appearance, Derek couldn't deny that she was indeed a beautiful woman. But her beauty didn't interest him, since Evelyn was far more beautiful. What he was interested in was the hidden agenda he knew she had. Sandra smiled as she saw the way he was staring at her with interest, and she could swear she saw a spark of lust in his eyes. Of course, no man wouldn't want to have her. Not even Derek Stone was immune to her charms. The moment she stopped in front of him, Derek rose to greet her, putting on his most charming smile.
"I hope I didn't keep you waiting, Mr. Stone," she asked, her voice soft and apologetic.
"Please, call me Derek." "And no, you didn't keep me waiting. A beautiful woman like you should be waited on," Derek said smoothly, putting on his best act. Sandra smiled even more brightly, glad that he was receptive to her.
"Thanks," she said as he pulled out a chair for her.
"I've heard a lot about you, Sandra. I can call you that, right?" Derek asked as he took his seat, and she nodded.
"Please do," she said eagerly.
"I was going to say, I've heard so many wonderful things about you, and it sort of made me anxious about our date, so I had to arrive a little early to calm myself so I don't make a fool of myself," he said, and Sandra giggled softly.
"For real? Do you know how anxious I've been about this date? I've been walking about all day with a jittery feeling in my belly. I'm glad to know Tim not the only one who's anxious about this date. So, maybe we can both relax together or make a fool of ourselves together," Sandra said, and before Derek could respond, a waiter appeared at their side.
"Are you familiar with their dishes here?" Derek asked Sandra as she perused
the
menu.
Sandra nodded.
"Yes. I've been here a couple of times." Derek took one glance at the menu and kept it aside with a charming smile.
Then I will trust you with my stomach and have whatever you're having, he said, and Sandra grinned.
All right then, she said, and ordered for the both of them. As the waiter left, Sandra cleared her throat.
You know, this feels like a dream come true. All these years I've heard so much about you and admired you from afar, and now I get to sit with you this way, she said, and Derek smiled.
Same here.
You know, I was hoping to talk to you at the party.
Unfortunately, I couldn't.
I'm sorry you had to go through such embarrassment, he said, and she waved it off.
It's nothing compared to what you and your family went through, she said, flashing him an apologetic smile.
Thankfully, everyone has moved on from that now, Derek cut in dismissively as the waiter came with their wine.
So, how was your day?
Sandra asked, and Derek told her about his day, and Sandra in turn went on to tell him about hers.
Why don't you tell me more about yourself, Sandra?
I've heard a lot from both my mom and Michael.
Now, I want to hear directly from you, Derek said, and Sandra smiled as she told him about herself.
Derek listened attentively as she talked, stopping her to ask questions at intervals, and Sandra soon realized that she was becoming more relaxed and was actually enjoying the date. She had come, thinking that Derek would be distant and unpleasant, but she was happy to see that she had been wrong. They paused their conversation when the waiter returned with their meals, and after he had served them and left, Derek urged her to continue as they are. Derek Ek smiled as he listened to her. He could tell that she was relaxing with him, unlike earlier when she had been trying too hard. This was exactly what he wanted. He wanted her to let down her guard and be free with him.
Chapter 65. As dinner progressed, Sandra found herself laughing easily and enjoying the flow of their conversation and Derek's humor.
I think I've said enough about me. Why don't you tell me about yourself?
I'd like to know things about you that your mom and Michael haven't already told me, she said as she raised her wine glass to her lips.
Derek resisted the urge to glance at his wristwatch, even though he knew it was well over an hour already.
What the heck was wrong with Ethan?
What was keeping him from calling? Derek mused in frustration while keeping a smile on his face. Not wanting to talk about himself and wanting to stall until Ethan called, Derek decided to steer the conversation in the direction he needed it to go.
I'm pretty sure they've told you everything possible about me. But I'm still very curious about you.
I'm not satisfied yet, he said, and she arched her perfectly shaped brows.
What more could you possibly want to know?
She drawled, eyeing him with interest.
You are a very interesting woman, Sandra, he said, and she giggled.
So, I've been told, she said with an easy smile.
Derek leaned back in his chair, adopting a thoughtful expression.
How did you get to know Michael? How did become friends with him?
Was it through Evelyn?
He asked, and her smile faltered.
Yeah. I got to know him through Evelyn, she said with a shrug.
That makes me even more curious.
Why did you choose to remain friends with him after your sister ended things with him that way?
Shouldn't you have taken your sister's side naturally?
He asked, wanting to know how Sandra perceived Evelyn.
Sandra smiled, glad that she had anticipated this question.
Well, you're right. Naturally, I would take my sister's side if she is right. But she isn't. What she did was wrong, and I'm a person who believes in fairness. Michael didn't deserve to be treated that way. We also saw how much he cared for her and loved her. She is my sister and we used to be really close, but I just couldn't take her side. What she did to him is cruel. I couldn't bring myself to turn my back on him too, she explained, and Derek smiled.
I guess you know why she did that.
Derek asked, and Sandra sighed and looked away. She was cheating on Michael with a friend. I knew it the whole time and I tried talking her out of it. I couldn't tell Michael about it then. On the day to their wedding, I overheard her telling the guy on the phone that she would visit him. She returned the next day smelling of his cologne, Sandra said, confirming the story Michael had told Derek.
You're such a wonderful soul, Sandra.
I can't see any reason why anyone would hate someone like you, he said, and Sandra smiled shyly as she met his gaze again.
Tell that to Evelyn, she said with a deep sigh, I miss our friendship though. I know she has her flaws, but I really love Evelyn.
You love her even after what she did to you? Derek asked, and Sandra shrugged.
How can I not? I'm sure she was mad because she felt like I betrayed her by remaining friends with Michael. But it just doesn't make sense that I will cut him off when she was the one who ended things, does it? She asked, and Derek shook his head thoughtfully. After hearing all Sandra had said and how she was supporting Michael's allegations, Derek was certain now that Sandra most likely had a hand in whatever had happened 6 years ago, and perhaps that was the reason Evelyn was wary of her. I never believed it was possible to meet a perfect lady until now.
You're so perfect, I'm scared of screwing this up, he said, and she laughed.
Please do not flatter me. I have my flaws too, she said, and Derek raised a brow.
Can you tell me one?
I am. Hold that thought, Derek said when his phone buzzed on the table with a call from Ethan.
I'm sorry, I have to take this, he said, and she gave him a nod to go ahead.
Derek raised the phone to his ear.
Hey.
What's up? He asked, acting like he didn't know any Ethan was calling.
Ethan chuckled, I figured I'd give you an extra 30 minutes to talk to your wife to be so that you'd be happier to hear from me when I call.
You bastard.
I'm going to make you pay, Derek muttered under his breath.
Shit. I totally forgot about that.
All right.
I'm sorry.
I'll be there shortly, Derek said out loud for Sandra's benefit before hanging up.
I'm sorry, Sandra, I have to run now.
I forgot I had to be somewhere, Derek said apologetically and watched as a flicker of disappointment crossed her face. She had been hoping to follow him back to his hotel and spend the night with him, not only because it was what she had planned with Michael but also because she had enjoyed their date.
We didn't get to talk about you because I was too carried away talking about myself.
Perhaps I could stop over at your suite tomorrow so we get to know ourselves better. She suggested, her smile coy.
Derek shook his head, offering her a polite smile.
I don't think there's any need for the rush. We have more dates to come, and there is a lifetime of getting to know each other.
One thing you'd learn about me is that I love to take my time in anything I do, he said with a suggestive wink, not wanting her to take his rejection to heart since he intended to keep her close.
Sandra smiled shyly.
It's okay. I totally understand, she said, glad to see that he was not only offering her an explanation but was also flirting back, which meant that he liked her.
We should leave now so we don't disrupt your plans any further, she said as she pushed away from the table, and Derek rose.
As they walked out of the restaurant together, Sandra couldn't help but hope that he'd ask for her contact details.
Let's do this again.
I enjoyed your company, he said, holding her gaze.
Me too, she said with a sweet smile, wondering if she should ask for his number or wait for him to ask her.
Just as the valet brought her car, Derek held out his phone to her.
Do you mind gracing my phone with your number?
I'd like to buy you a drink and hear more about those flaws without the date being set up by my mom, Derek asked, and she grinned.
I was thinking you'd never ask, she said as she typed in her number.
Derek held out her car door, and as she got in he smiled at her, did I tell you how beautiful you look in your dress?
Sorry it's coming late, he said, and she giggled as he closed the door.
Derek stepped aside and watched with satisfaction as she drove off laughing.
He was proud of himself for handling the date naturally and leading her on successfully.
He was certain that Michael would soon hear all about how Derek had fallen for their plan, Derek thought with a chuckle as he got into his car and drove off. He just needed to keep playing along until he found out exactly what that plan was.
Chapter 66. Evelyn organized her desk as the final hours of the workday slipped away. The office was quiet, with most of the staff having already left for the weekend. She should have been done and left the office already, but because she had been too distracted all day since she got Derek's text that morning informing her of his date with Sandra,
she had been unable to focus and so had finished late. And even now as she prepared to leave, she found herself wondering how the date was going and if Derek was going to fall for Sandra's charms. As the clock struck 6, her phone buzzed on the desk, pulling her out of her reverie. She glanced at the screen and saw Raina's name flashing. With a resigned sigh, she picked up the phone.
"Hey, Ray," Evelyn greeted, trying to muster some enthusiasm.
"Evelyn, are you ready for tonight?" Raina's voice was full of energy, her excitement obvious. Evelyn hesitated, the idea of a night out at the club feeling more daunting than exciting. She wasn't in the mood for loud music, crowds, or the kind of attention Raina was likely hoping for. But a promise was a promise, and she wasn't going to back out now.
"Yeah, but I'm just about to leave the office now," Evelyn said, forcing a smile she knew Raina couldn't see.
"No worries. We don't have to get there too early. So, I was thinking we should meet up at one of our places and get ready together. You know, just like old times," Raina suggested, her tone bright and nostalgic. Evelyn's eyes flicked toward the framed photo of Samantha on her desk. The last thing she wanted was for Raina to come over and start asking questions she wasn't ready to answer. She quickly thought of a compromise.
"How about we meet at your place instead?" Evelyn suggested.
"We can get ready there, and then we can take your car since I don't have one." Raina didn't miss a beat.
"Cool.
I will text you my address. You can come over whenever you're ready." Evelyn breathed a quiet sigh of relief.
"Thanks, Ray. I'll see you in about 2 hours.
After ending the call, Evelyn gathered her things and left the office. The streets were busy with people heading home or out for the night, and Evelyn felt a pang of longing for the simplicity of a quiet evening at home with Samantha cuddled up and watching Barbie or whatever cartoon Samantha chose. Unfortunately, tonight wasn't about her preferred routine, it was about honoring a promise to a friend. Thankfully, she had asked Maya to take Samantha to the amusement park during the day, and knowing Samantha, she would have worn out herself, so putting her to sleep would be easy. On getting home, Evelyn freshened up quickly and after having dinner with Samantha, she prepared her for bed. As Evelyn sat with Samantha, reading her a bedtime story, Samantha's eyes grew heavy, and she snuggled into Evelyn's side.
"Mommy, can we go and see Rick?"
Samantha asked, making Evelyn smile.
"I thought you'd forgotten all about him," Evelyn said, amused.
"No. I miss him. I dreamt that Rick was playing with me at the park," Samantha said, and Evelyn patted her hair.
"Well, I don't think he would still be at the hotel. But don't worry. I'm sure if you're meant to see him, you will see him again," Evelyn said confidently.
"Mommy, will we always be together?"
Samantha asked sleepily.
Evelyn kissed her forehead, her heart aching with love.
"Always, my darling. Always."
As Samantha drifted off to sleep, Evelyn stayed by her side, watching her little girl breathe softly. After making sure that she was sleeping soundly, Evelyn got dressed and left for Raina's. When she arrived at Raina's apartment, she took a deep breath before knocking on the door, a sense of unease tugging at her as she adjusted her dress. Raina answered the door almost immediately, her face lighting up with a broad smile when she saw Evelyn.
"There you are. Come on in."
Evelyn stepped inside, taking in Raina's stylishly decorated apartment. It was warm and welcoming, with a lively energy that reflected Raina's personality perfectly. She felt a pang of nostalgia as she remembered the countless nights they had spent together in places just like this, getting ready for nights out with nothing but fun on their minds, but then again, Sandra had been present on every one of those nights. Thinking back now, she remembered how Michael had taken Sandra to the dance floor on every one of their outings, and like a fool she had watched them, laughing happily that her sister and boyfriend got along so well. What a fool she had been. But that was years ago, Evelyn reminded herself. Life had changed since then, and so had she.
She was no longer that fool. Shaking off her thoughts, she turned to Raina with a smile.
Your place is lovely.
Thanks. You were taking so long, so I decided to get ready while I waited, Raina said, explaining why she was dressed.
Great. I'm glad I dressed from home too.
We can leave now, Evelyn said and watched as Raina's eyes traveled over her outfit, a simple, knee-length dress in a soft blue that Evelyn had thought was suitable for the evening. But the way Raina's lips twisted into a playful smirk told her that her friend didn't agree.
Are you sure you're dressed for the club?
Because I was about to ask where your bag is, Raina said, and Evelyn's cheeks flushed slightly.
What's wrong with what I'm wearing?
Evie, Raina began, placing a hand on her hip.
There is no way I'm letting you go to the club dressed like you're heading to a board meeting.
I don't wear this to a board meeting. Evelyn said defensively.
Raina raised an eyebrow, her expression incredulous.
What happened to you, Evelyn?
You used to be so much fun, so daring.
Now you're all demure.
Mind you, I'm saying demure only because it's the most polite I know.
I'd rather say boring and stiff.
Thanks, Evelyn said dryly.
For real, Evie, what happened?
Raina asked with concern.
Life happened, Raina.
I don't have time to play dress up anymore, Evelyn replied, a hint of defensiveness in her tone.
Raina's gaze softened, but she wasn't about to let Evelyn off the hook.
Well, I won't be letting you leave here dressed this way.
We won't be catching any masculine attention with you dressed like that.
I don't care about masculine attention, so you shouldn't care about what I'm wearing.
Let's focus on you.
You can have all the attention, Evelyn said, crossing her arms.
Raina shook her head, laughing softly.
I won't be getting any attention because people are going to take one look at you, my friend, and think I'm like that too.
So, you see?
I care about what you're wearing.
We need to up your game, just for tonight.
Before Evelyn could protest, Raina had already moved to her bedroom, motioning for Evelyn to follow.
With a sigh, Evelyn trailed after her, feeling a mix of reluctance and resignation.
Raina opened the doors to her closet, revealing a treasure trove of clothes that ranged from stylish to downright daring.
Why does a baker have such stylish clothes?
Evelyn asked, and Raina grinned.
So that whenever she steps out, she's always in style, Raina said with a grin.
Remember how we used to play dress up back in the day?
Raina said, her eyes twinkling with mischief.
This is just like that, except now we actually get to go out and show off.
Evelyn couldn't help but smile at the memory of their younger days when the world had seemed so much simpler.
The idea of dressing up like they used to felt like trying to step into a time capsule.
I'm not sure anything in there is my style anymore, Evelyn said, eyeing the racks of dresses with some apprehension.
Raina wasn't having any of it.
Nonsense.
You're going to pick something sexy, and you're going to love it.
After much prodding, and with no small amount of reluctance, Evelyn finally selected a dress, one far more revealing than anything she had worn in years.
It was a deep red, with a plunging neckline and a hemline that brushed just above her knees.
She held it up in front of her, turning to Raina with a look of uncertainty.
What do you think about this?
Evelyn asked, her voice a mix of doubt and amusement.
Raina grinned.
You're going to look amazing.
Once Evelyn had slipped into the dress, Raina stepped back to admire her handiwork.
Now that's more like it, Raina said with satisfaction, a spark of pride in her eyes.
You look stunning, Evelyn.
Just like the Evelyn of the past.
Evelyn gave a half-hearted smile, smoothing the fabric of the dress over her hips.
I hope I don't regret this.
You won't, Raina assured her, already pulling out makeup and hair tools.
Now sit down.
Let me work my magic.
Evelyn sat at the small vanity as Raina began applying makeup with practiced hands.
She watched herself in the mirror, seeing the transformation take place as Raina skillfully highlighted her features and styled her hair into soft, tousled waves.
When Raina was finished, she stepped back with a satisfied nod.
There you go. Ready to take on the night. Evelyn barely recognized herself. The woman staring back at her from the mirror looked like a stranger. She felt a pang of apprehension, wondering if this was really who she wanted to be tonight. But before she could second-guess herself, Raina was already grabbing her purse and keys.
Come on, let's go before you change your mind like I can sense you're about to.
With one last glance in the mirror, Evelyn stood up, feeling the unfamiliar sensation of the dress hugging her curves. She followed Raina out of the apartment, trying to push aside the nervous flutter in her stomach. As they stepped out into the night, Evelyn couldn't help but wonder what the evening had in store for her. She was stepping out of her comfort zone, leaving behind the safe shell of her everyday life. As Raina linked arms with her and led her toward the car, Evelyn felt a small flicker of excitement beneath her apprehension. Maybe tonight would be a chance to reconnect with the part of herself she had almost forgotten. The part that was adventurous, daring, and ready for anything. And maybe, just maybe, she wouldn't regret it after all.
Chapter 67.
As Evelyn and Raina pulled up to the club, Evelyn could feel her nerves tightening in her chest. The club building was imposing and its entrance was flanked by black-clad bouncers, with a red carpet leading to the door.
Entrance.
The bouncers barely. A line of people stretched down the block, but Raina confidently led Evelyn past the crowd, straight to the VIP and glanced at them before waving them through, and Evelyn wondered just how often Raina frequented this place.
You do this often, don't you?
Evelyn asked and Raina grinned.
Why do you ask?
Seems to me like they know you, Evelyn said with a shrug.
Well, there's a story behind that.
I'll tell you later, Raina promised as she led her inside. Raina had chosen Sodom and Gomorrah, one of the most exclusive clubs in the city, for their night out, and the moment they stepped inside, Evelyn could see why it was exclusive. The interior screamed of class and luxury. The music was loud, and the air was thick with energy, anticipation, and the scent of expensive perfume. Raina's excitement was barely contained as she grabbed Evelyn's hand, pulling her through the crowd.
This is going to be so much fun.
Trust me, you're going to have the time of your life tonight. Evelyn forced a smile, trying to match Raina's enthusiasm, but the truth was, she felt completely out of place. The dress she was wearing, the makeup, the club, it all felt like a role she was playing, and she wasn't sure if she was doing it right. Years ago she would have been just as enthusiastic and excited, but all that enthusiasm, excitement, and energy had been drained out of her. This wasn't her scene anymore, and she knew it. As they weaved through the crowd, Raina swayed her waist to the rhythm of the music, while Evelyn prayed they find a seat soon so she wouldn't get any unnecessary attention. Once they reached the bar, Raina leaned against it, signaling the bartender with a flick of her hand.
Two martinis, please.
Extra dirty. As they waited for their drinks, Raina turned to Evelyn with a wide grin.
Isn't this place amazing?
I mean, look at all these people. We're going to have a blast. Evelyn nodded, though her attention was beginning to wander. The dance floor was packed with bodies moving in time to the beat, and she found herself scanning the crowd. Her gaze swept across the room, and for a moment, she thought she saw a familiar figure in the distance. A man, tall and broad-shouldered, with dark chocolate hair that looked achingly familiar. Evelyn blinked, telling herself that it couldn't be who she thought it was. Derek was supposed to be on a date with Sandra. There was no way he'd be here, at the same club, on the same night. The odds were too slim. But then the man turned slightly, his profile becoming clearer, and Evelyn's heart skipped a beat. It was Derek. He was standing near the entrance, just stepping into the club with another man she didn't recognize. He was dressed in a fitted blazer and dark jeans, looking effortlessly handsome, and he hadn't noticed her yet. Her pulse quickened as she realized she wasn't imagining it. Derek was really here, at the same place,
at the same time. It was as if the universe was playing some kind of cruel joke on her. For a brief moment, Evelyn considered turning around and leaving. The last thing she needed tonight was to see Derek, especially not when she was trying to forget about him, about his date with Sandra, about the mess that her emotions had become since she moved back to Lourdes. But she couldn't move. Her feet felt rooted to the spot, her gaze locked on Derek as if drawn by some invisible force. And then, as if sensing her eyes on him, Derek looked up. Their gazes met across the crowded room, and for a heartbeat, everything else faded away: the music, the people, the noise. It was just the two of them, staring at each other from a distance. Evelyn's breath caught in her throat. She didn't know what to do, what to think. A part of her wanted to march over to him and demand to know why he was here and not with Sandra. Another part of her wanted to flee, to avoid the confrontation altogether. But she did neither. Instead, she tore her gaze away from him, turning back to Kay to the bar as if she hadn't seen him at all. Kayna handed her a martini, blissfully unaware of what had just transpired. "Here you go. This will get you in the mood. B-I-U-M-P-M." Evelyn accepted the glass, her hands trembling slightly as she took a sip. The alcohol burned as it went down, but she welcomed the distraction, anything to keep her from glancing back at Derek. She couldn't afford to get caught up in whatever was going on between them, not tonight. Tonight was supposed to be about fun, about forgetting. Not about dredging up feelings that had no place in her heart. Meanwhile, across the club, Derek, who had just walked in with Ethan, turned to him, a knowing smile playing on his lips. "You won't believe who's here." Ethan, who had been scanning the crowd himself, raised an eyebrow. "Who?" "My mystery lady," Derek said, nodding toward the bar where Evelyn was standing, doing her best to ignore him. Ethan followed his gaze, his eyes landing on Evelyn and Reyna, whose backs were turned to them. "The lady in red or the other one?" Derek nodded, his expression a mix of surprise and something else, something that Ethan couldn't quite place. "The lady in red. And I think she saw me, but she's pretending she didn't." Ethan chuckled, clapping Derek on the shoulder. "Well, looks like tonight just got a lot more interesting for you. But hold that thought, one see someone I know. I need to go say hello." Derek watched as Ethan disappeared into the crowd, then turned his attention back to Evelyn. She was still at the bar, sipping her drink, her posture tense as if she were trying to block out the world around her, or perhaps he was the one she was trying to block out. He couldn't help but smile to himself. There was something about Evelyn that intrigued him, something that made him want to strip away the layers and uncover what was hidden underneath. Without another thought, he started making his way through the crowd, his gaze never leaving Evelyn. He didn't know what he was going to say, or what her reaction would be, but he knew he couldn't let this opportunity pass. Not when fate had brought them together again, in the most unexpected of places. Derek continued to weave through the throng of people, his eyes locked on Evelyn. He watched as she raised her glass to her lips, but he could tell by her body language that she was anything but relaxed. When Evelyn turned to look in his direction and saw him approaching, he saw her stiffen. Evelyn turned to Reyna, her voice barely above the pounding music. "I need to use the restroom. I'll be right back." Reyna nodded, raising her glass in a mock salute. "Don't take too long." Evelyn forced a smile, then slipped off her bar stool, making a beeline for the restroom. But before she could get far, Dirk stepped into her path. Derek's gaze swept over her, taking in the feud dress that clung to her curves, the smoky eye makeup that made her eyes look darker and more mysterious, the way she looked completely out of place yet entirely captivating. He was surprised to see her like this, so different from the Evelyn he thought he knew. "What are you doing here, Eve?" he asked, his voice low enough that only she could hear. Evelyn avoided his gaze. "What does it look like I'm doing?" "I'm here to buy and sell," she replied,
her tone dripping with sarcasm, and Derek chuckled.
All right. Maybe that question was stupid.
Yes, it was.
What do you want, Derek?
And why are you talking to me when you should be with your date?
She asked, trying to sound harsh.
You know what I want.
And the date ended already.
Well, I don't care, Evelyn snapped, trying to push past him, but Derek gently caught her arm.
Why don't you join us at our table?
He asked, his tone more of an invitation than a request.
Evelyn shook her head, pulling her arm free.
I don't want to. I'm here with my friend, and we're fine where we are.
Before Derek could say anything else, Raina, who had sensed the tension between them from the distance, appeared beside them, holding their drinks. She looked at Derek curiously, then at Evelyn.
Who are you?
And why are you bothering my friend?
She asked with a raised brow since she had seen him touch her.
It's fine, Ray. I know him.
Oh, you do?
Raina asked eagerly and sensing what Raina was about to say next.
Evelyn spoke quickly.
He's not someone you need to worry about, Evelyn said dismissively.
Derek smiled, refusing to be dismissed so easily.
Pleased to meet a friend of Evelyn's, he said, extending a hand to Raina.
I'm Diak, and I was just asking if you'd like to join us at our table.
Raina glanced at Evelyn, then back at Derek.
That depends. Do you have a single friend you can introduce me to?
If so, we might consider it, Sly said, since it was obvious Derek was interested in Evelyn. Evelyn's eyes narrowed, her patience wearing thin.
If you want to join them, Raina, I'll just head home.
Evelyn said before Derek could speak.
Raina caught the edge in Evelyn's voice and understood that her friend wasn't interested in hanging out with Derek.
She smiled politely at Benz and shook her head.
On second thought, I think we're good where we are.
It was nice meeting you, Derek.
Derek felt a twinge of disappointment as he realized that Evelyn wasn't going to budge.
He nodded, masking his frustration.
Likewise, he said, stepping back to give them space.
He watched as Evelyn and Raina walked away, feeling the night's excitement fizzle out, leaving an empty ache in its wake.
So, how'd it go?
Ethan asked from behind Derek and he turned to face him.
Derek shook his head, a rueful smile on his lips.
Not as well as I'd hoped.
Ethan chuckled, clapping him on the shoulder.
Better luck next time, my friend, though I have to say, she's one hell of a beauty.
Derek nodded as he turned back to look at Evelyn.
One way or the other, he was going to have her where he wanted her in his life.
Beside him.
Chapter 68.
Evelyn and Raina returned to their seats, and they both sat in silence for some time as Evelyn tried to gather her thoughts. Knowing Raina was definitely going to ask her about Derek, she wasn't sure what or how much she was ready to tell her.
She sighed inwardly when it seemed she was hiding so much from Raina.
Seeing how happy Raina seemed, reconnecting with her made her feel like a terrible friend, but there was nothing she could do about it, at least for now.
Came
so easily.
Easily to her after Sandra's betrayal.
She would be risking too much if she so much as told Raina about her secrets.
Trust no longer see.
Raina, who couldn't hold back her curiosity any longer and was tired of waiting for Evelyn to talk, cleared her throat and turned to look at Evelyn.
After some time.
Hi, did you act like that?
Did something happen between?
She leaned in close, her voice barely audible over the music.
So, who's Derek, Evie?
And why you two?
She asked, and Evelyn sighed.
She had known the conversation was inevitable, not after she had acted that way.
Evelyn took a deep breath, trying to keep her voice steady.
Like I said before, he's no one to concern yourself with.
Just someone I am going to be interviewing soon, she said with an indifferent shrug before sipping from her martini.
Raina raised an eyebrow, clearly not convinced.
Come on.
Exic.
I know it's more than that, especially with how you reacted.
I saw the way he touched you and the way he looked at you, you know? That guy likes you, and it's obvious. I have a feeling you like him, too.
Evelyn shook her head dismissively, though she couldn't quite keep the emotion from her voice.
It really doesn't matter even if I do, she said, and Raina frowned, sensing there was more to the story.
Of concern for her friend.
He wasn't prepared.
Why d? Doesn't it matter?
What's going on?
She asked, not exactly because she was curious but are.
Evelyn sighed, knowing she wasn't ready to open up, not here, not now.
She wanted to and wished she could, but she.
Ray, please.
Can we not?
Can we not talk about it?
She asked, not wanting to lie.
Raina sighed but nodded, relenting for the moment.
All right, I won't push.
But when you're ready to talk, just know I'm here to listen.
Anytime, okay.
She said reassuringly.
Evelyn managed a small smile, grateful for Raina's understanding.
Thank you, Ray, for not pushing.
I appreciate that, and I will definitely tell you everything when I'm ready, she said, and Raina returned the smile.
Not wanting to dwell on that and spoil the fun they had come for, Raina quickly brightened up, her mood lifting as she grabbed Evelyn's hand.
Enough with the serious stuff.
Let's take some pictures and make some videos.
We need to document this night, she chirped.
Evelyn chuckled, feeling a little lighter as she watched Raina pull out her phone.
They posed for pictures, made funny faces, and made boomerang videos, and Evelyn's earlier nonchalance was temporarily forgotten as they immersed themselves in the fun of the moment.
While Evelyn and Raina were busy taking pictures and having fun, Derek and Ethan sat a reasonable distance away from them, and Derek watched Evelyn's every move with a smile on his face.
Derek had convinced Ethan so they could find a spot closer to Evelyn where he could keep his eyes on her, and as he watched Evelyn, Ethan shook his head.
If I had known she would be here tonight, I would have taken you elsewhere, Ethan said with an amused smile.
And she would have been there, my friend.
You can't tamper with fate, Derek responded without taking his eyes away from Evelyn, and Ethan chuckled.
I brought you here to hang out with me, but your attention is fixed elsewhere.
Ethan complained as he watched his friend.
You don't understand how I feel seeing her here this way, Derek said, turning to spare Ethan a glance.
Seeing you so in love with her this way makes me jealous, Ethan said, and Derek shook his head.
Her to date me.
There is nothing to be jealous about.
Our relationship is so complicated right now that I know it's going to be a tough fight to get and talk more about marrying me.
There are so many obstacles.
I have to deal with Michael, my parents, and Evelyn herself.
She's so damned stubborn.
I know she likes me, but she just won't give in.
You, on the other hand, can date and marry whoever you want.
You don't have any obstacles in your path.
So, you see?
Nothing to be jealous about.
Derek said, feeling pretty much frustrated by the thought.
Who says I can date anyone?
All I want to do right now is find someone suitable and
married to her so.
Oh, she can give.
Kids.
You know I do not.
3:10 p.m.
Have the luxury of time to do any dating drama, he said, and Derek turned to look at him, giving him a confused look.
Just get married and have kids.
What are you talking about?
Don't you have to date someone or fall in love with them to get married?
Derek asked, and Ethan shook his head.
I'd love to date and fall in love, but as it is, I don't have the time.
And we don't always have to date someone to get married to them.
I'm sure I can get to like and date whoever I get married to after marriage.
Ethan said, and before Derek looked at him like he had lost his senses.
You out of your mind?
Why would you do something like that when you can find a woman you like, court her, and have her fall for you like every normal relationship?
Derek asked incredulously.
Ethan shrugged, his expression turning serious.
How am I supposed to meet a woman,
fall in love, and do all that normal relationship stuff when I'm barely around for more than a month at a time. I don't have the time for that, Rec. All one need is someone who's ready to settle down, have kids, and take care of the family while I'm away for work. Besides, falling in love would only put us both in misery whenever I'm away, he explained. Derek shook his head, but Ethan raised a finger before he could say anything. Hear me out, okay? I'm 38 right now, in 2 years, I will be 40. Let's say I spend the next 2 years trying to date and fall in love like you're suggesting and then I manage to get married by the time I'm 40, great. Let's say we decide to have a baby immediately, and then my wife and I welcome our baby when I'm 41. I'll be filey by the time my first kid is 9 years old. Fucking 9 years old, man. And I'll be 60 when he's going to college. Ethan said, expressing his frustration. Derek frowned as he thought about it. As long as you're healthy, that doesn't matter. It does to me, Derek. I always thought there was time. I thought I had the time and I was relaxed. And then, on the morning of my birthday a few weeks ago, I realized I was in my late 30s already and close to 40. That wasn't my plan, man. My plan was to get married at 30 and retire at 45 to be with my family, not start a family at 40, Ethan said, and Derek sighed. Okay. So, if you don't want to date, how do you intend to marry? Don't tell me you're thinking of a contract marriage, Derek asked, and Ethan shrugged. Something like that, but it's not going to be for a specified duration. I want a home, a real family. I want to get married to someone who can take care of our kids while I'm away at work, Ethan said, and Derek sighed, understanding Ethan's reasoning. I understand what you're saying, but marriage is a lifetime commitment. Ethan. I don't think you should make such a serious decision lightly. Derek said, and Ethan smiled. You know me. I wouldn't share my plan with you if I had not already thought about it and made up my mind, he said. And Derek sighed. So, how do you plan to find this lady who would be willing to give up her life for a lifetime of a loveless marriage? Derek asked, and this time. Ethan chuckled, knowing Derek was going to think he had lost it when he heard his plan. Why are you laughing that way? Say something. How do you plan to get a girl? He asked again. First, it's not a lifetime of loveless marriage. Like I said, we can fall in love and date after marriage. I'm just hastening the process by beginning with marriage. And as for my plan, I'm going to put out an ad for a wife in one of those magazine/blog couple corners. You're going to do what? Derek asked incredulously. You heard right. I plan to get married before I return this time, and this is the only way I can achieve that. Ethan said in a tone that told Derek that his mind was made up. Derek shook his head, unable to wrap his mind around the idea. That's a ridiculous plan, Ethan. You can't just rush into something like that. It doesn't make any sense to me, Derek said, but Ethan grinned, undeterred. To do so I don't remain a bachelor forever. I want to have a wife and kids to return to. Ethan. It doesn't have to make sense to you. It is what I want to said, and Derek sighed. I know I can't change your mind, so I have no choice but to support you. I just hope you don't regret this, though. Derek sand, and Fahin smilest one won't regret it. Chapter 69. Sandra lay back on her bed, staring at the ceiling with a bright smile playing on her lips as she thought about her date with Derek earlier. The date with Derek had gone better than she had expected, it was nothing like she had expected. He had been the most charming, attentive man she had been on a date with, and, most importantly, he seemed to have really enjoyed her company. Although she had wanted to go out of her way to impress him, she hadn't exactly done too much. He had made it all too easy for her. She thought as her already wide smile widened, and she kicked her legs in the air playfully. As the memory of his smile flashed in her mind,
She felt a warm feeling spread through her chest. It was rare for her to feel this way after a date. Especially when it was all just part of the game, but this just sort of felt different for her. She caught herself thinking about how easy it was to talk to him, how he laughed at her jokes, and how he looked at her, his beautiful pair of blue eyes filled with so much interest. Could it be that he was in love with her after hearing about her? She asked herself but then frowned. If he liked her so much, why hadn't he called her, yet? Sandra mused as she checked her phone for the 10th time, her fingers tapping anxiously on the screen. He should have called by now, or was he still caught up in the meeting he had gone to? It had to be that. She thought about calling him to ask if he was back, but she shook her head. Doing that might make her seem too forward or desperate. He was already into her, and the last thing she wanted was to chase him off by being clingy. She thought and almost jumped out of her skin when her phone buzzed. A grin immediately appeared on her face, and without wasting time, she grabbed her phone, her heart pounding. She was hoping it was Derek since he was the only one she was expecting to call her. She scowled, and a wave of irritation washed over her when she saw that it was Michael who was calling. She sighed before reluctantly answering the call. "Hey, Mike," she said, trying to keep her voice neutral. "Hey. What's up? Are you back already? How did the date go?" Michael asked eagerly, with an edge of curiosity that Sandra had grown accustomed. "I'm back, and it was okay," Sandra replied, her tone dismissive. "Just okay." Michael pressed, not satisfied with her curt response. "Yeah," Sandra said, her frustration rising. He seemed to be taking the act as we already knew he would. "It's all going according to plan," she said with a shrug. Although she had just received the call, she couldn't wait for it to end. Talking to Michael right now felt like a chore, and she wanted to get over with it as soon as possible so her phone could be free to receive Derek's call. What if he was trying to reach her right now while Michael was on the line? She didn't want to keep Derek waiting because she was discussing their date with Michael. "One second. Why didn't you call me when you got back?" Michael asked, his voice hardening slightly. "I had to wait, thinking you had probably gone to his suite with him. Why didn't you call?" he asked again. Sandra rolled her eyes, knowing that Michael couldn't see her. "I was busy, and even now, I'm still busy," she said, trying to sound casual. "Busy? Busy doing what?" Michael asked, his tone almost accusatory. "And why didn't you return with him to his suite as planned? What happened? Tell me everything." Sandra gritted her teeth, her irritation with Michael growing. He was always like this, overly suspicious, always prying, and just wanting to be in control of everything. "He had to leave earlier because something came up, so I couldn't go with him," she said, her voice clipped. "Something like what?" Michael asked, but Sandra's mind had already drifted back to Derek. What if he called while she was stuck on this unnecessary phone call with Michael? Why wasn't he hanging up and just asking stupid questions? She asked herself irritably. She needed to wrap this. Sandra took a deep breath, forcing herself to stay calm. "He didn't say. But he did say we'd go on other dates, which means there's plenty of time to deep over. Can we talk later? I'm busy right now," the said in a firm tone. There was a pause on the other end of the line before Michael finally spoke again. "What are you doing, T? That needs your attention so much. And 3:10 p.m. Why do you sound like I'm bothering you?" he asked, his voice taking on a probing tone. "For Christ's sake, Michael, I'm busy. Let's talk later. I can't fully concentrate on this conversation right now," Sandra replied harshly before ending the call. Once the call ended, she let out a sigh of relief. Finally, she was free. She immediately checked her phone again, but there were no missed calls or messages from Derek. A small frown tugged at her lips,
but she pushed the disappointment aside. Maybe he was still busy. After all, Derek was a man played. She was sure he would call her when he had the time and she didn't mind waiting. He had been the one to ask for her number after all, so she had no doubt that he was going to call. With a lot on his. To distract herself while she waited for his call, Sandra decided to go through her Instagram feed, mindlessly scrolling through the posts. She paused when she scrolled past a picture and it occurred to her that it was a picture of Raina with Evelyn at a club. She returned to it and then clicked on Raina's profile. She scowled when she saw more posts of them together, pictures and boomerang videos. Her scowl deepened as she watched the clips of them laughing and clinking glasses like didn't have a care in the world. Sandra's eyes narrowed as she watched the video and when she checked the time it was posted and saw that it was 20 minutes ago, she couldn't help but feel more annoyed that she was lying there bored in bed while Evelyn was having the best time of her life. She didn't like it one bit that Raina and Evelyn were becoming close again. She didn't like that Evelyn was smiling and laughing that way. It irritated her. As she watched the video again, she decided that WHE was going to work on her friendship with Raina and find a way to use Raina to get to Evelyn. She was going to poison Raina's mind against Evelyn and ensure that no one in Lutus would ever want anything to do with Evelyn. Evelyn had no place here and she would make sure Evelyn knew it. A slow smile spread across Sandra's face as she envisioned her plan coming together. Satisfied with her plan, Sandra set her phone down and leaned back, feeling a renewed sense of purpose as she waited for Derek's call. Chapter 70. While Derek was lost in conversation with Ethan about his crazy plan, Evelyn stole glances at him at intervals, wondering how his date with Sandra had gone. Come on, Evie, let's hit the dance floor. It's been ages since I saw you dance, she said with a grin. Evelyn chuckled but shook her head as she turned to face Raina. Nah, I don't think I can do that anymore. Why not? Kana asked, but Evelyn shook her head. Like you said, it's been ages since I last danced. I do not have it in me anymore. I'm not here to dance, only to keep you company while you do your boyfriend hunt. You go ahead, and I'll cheer for you from here, she said with an encouraging smile. Raina pouted, clearly disappointed. It's no fun dancing alone, so I won't bother. Maybe we should just head home since it's quite obvious I won't be getting any man's attention tonight, Raina said with a sigh and took a long sip from her drink. Evelyn frowned, feeling a twinge of guilt. I'm sorry, Ray. I didn't mean to ruin your night, Evelyn said with a frown. Raina sighed, her expression softening. No. You didn't ruin it, don't worry. I'm glad we got to do this, Raina said, and Evelyn looked at her skeptically. Are you sure? Evelyn asked, her tone laced with concern, and Raina nodded. Yeah, we've been here for over 2 hours already. I think it's time to call it a night, she said, and Evelyn nodded, feeling a wave of relief. Let's do that, then. It's been a long week, and I'm tired to my bones, Evelyn said, thinking about spending the weekend relaxing with Samantha. Raina nodded and pushed back her chair. Let me quickly use the restroom before we leave. I'll be right back, she said, and Evelyn gave her a nod. As Evelyn watched her friend weave through the crowd, her mind drifted back to her encounter with Derek. As much as she tried to shake off her thoughts about Derek, they lingered in the back of her mind. She knew she had been distracted all night, and Raina had noticed it. This made her feel like she was failing Raina as a friend because she was not open to her. She would tell Raina everything when the time was right, she told herself as she sipped the last drop of her martini. Having fun? Derek asked from her side, causing her to jolt in surprise since she had not noticed him coming. What are you doing here? She asked, even though a part of her was happy to see him. What do you think I'm doing? He asked as he took the seat which Raina had left. He had noticed Raina leaving just when Ethan stepped out to receive an important phone call,
so he had decided to keep her company so that no one else would approach her.
Being a nuisance, she said, and Derek smiled.
You look beautiful, Eve, Derek said, watching her closely.
She flushed with embarrassment and resisted the urge to adjust her dress.
Thanks, she mumbled.
I didn't think this was your sort of crowd, Derek said conversationally, let me guess, it's your first time in a club, right?
He asked, and she rolled her eyes.
It's not.
You know that, she said, and Derek opened his mouth to say he didn't but then shut it when he realized what she meant.
Michael loved clubbing, and while she was still dating Michael years ago, they used to go clubbing a lot. On different occasions when they were together, Michael called Derek in the middle of the night after they returned from the club because of the time zone difference.
It's still somewhat difficult to think of you as Michael's ex.
I just see you as my Eve, Derek confessed.
First of all, I'm not your Eve.
And secondly, you should try your best to always remember that I'm Michael's ex, that away from me.
Nothing good is going to come from being with me this way.
Evelyn said, and Derek sighed.
You a question?
He asked, and she shrugged.
Way, you can learn to stay.
If Michael wasn't my cousin, would you have given me a chance?
Considering how we met and started, he said, and Evelyn's heart fluttered.
She had thought of that a lot since meeting him in his office for the first time.
If he wasn't related to Michael, she knew it would have been so much easier to let herself fall for him.
Evelyn swallowed.
I can't answer that, she said, and Derek smiled.
T.M. glad then, he said, and she raised a brow.
What are you glad about?
She asked in confusion.
I'm glad that my relationship with Michael is the only reason you're so against the idea of us being together.
If you had said there was something else, I would have been more worried, he said, and she frowned.
I didn't answer your question, she pointed out, and Derek chuckled.
You didn't have to.
Your silence was answer enough.
If the answer was negative, I'm sure you'd have easily answered my question, he said, and she sighed.
Her heart skipped a beat when he reached for her hand, and she quickly attempted to withdraw her hand.
Still, he held on, I don't know what happened between you both or why you chose to have sex with a stranger on the night before your wedding and call off your wedding, but knowing all I know now, I'm sure Michael must have done something to make you act that way.
Whether or not you open up to me about it, I will find out what happened and expose Michael and Sandra.
I will make sure I clear your name so that everyone doesn't keep seeing you as a bad person.
I know you're not bad, Derek said, and Evelyn felt butterflies in her belly.
You don't know that, she said in a cracked voice and cleared her throat.
I know that.
I know you, Eve.
I don't know how, but I know you, and I trust you.
You have no idea what you mean to me, Eve, Derek said, and Evelyn swallowed as she tried to withdraw her hand again, but Dirk held on.
You remember our deal, right?
You realize it's still on?
He asked, and she raised a brow.
What deal?
We agreed that if you fell for me at the resort, then I wouldn't.
Evelyn cut in before he could finish, Derek, I don't think you should be talking. The rest of her words trailed off and she frowned, why are you smiling?
I like it when you call me Derek, he said, and she rolled her eyes.
Want to know how my date went?
Derek asked, changing the subject. Without waiting for her to respond, he launched on with the details of his date.